Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Lum. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roland Office. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Madula. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Madula. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Matula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matula bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Frias moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott bunts towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Cromarty goes all the way around to score. Scott moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards first. Lum catches it and steps on first to double up Perez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Matula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires to first and picks off Frias. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Frias. Valentine moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of office. Spear reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Craig Scott now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to home to get Parrish. Spear moves to third. Rogers moves to second. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to home to get Spear. Rogers moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. Two outs. Adrian Devine now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Brian Asselstein pinch hits for Adrian Devine. Brian Asselstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asselstein hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Joey McLaughlin now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Perez moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horner strikes out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a line drive towards first. Lum reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Cromarty steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 2 in the game. Lum takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rogers, and towards Scott, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lum moves to second. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Lum moves to third. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Joey McLaughlin. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bo McLaughlin now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Perez hits a line drive into left field. Burrows picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burrows. Perez moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Carter steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spear is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-3 in the game. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Royster moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Royster moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-3 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Atlanta Braves, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.